The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We all want more money.
Yeah, where I get it.
Well, I'm going to tell you where to get it.
All right.
But the thing about wanting more money, we also don't want to do more work.
I like that.
Okay, well, I got some good news, buddy.
Easy Street.
If you're on any social media site, you're aware there's a way to do this. In fact, you see people all the time telling you how you can make money with almost no work.
Wow.
And these two words that have become wildly popular are making people look really stupid.
What is it?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, we got.
Do you know what passive income is?
No.
By definition, it is money that is acquired automatically with minimal labor.
Okay.
You set something up, you put a little work in up front, and then after that, you keep getting paid. And right now, with people trying to make as much extra money as they can.
You need it.
There are tens of thousands of accounts on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok and Facebook that want to give you tips on making passive income.
And then the money just comes rolling in.
Starts rolling in, buddy.
So what do I do?
Well, one of the biggest examples of passive income, rental income. You buy a house that you don't live in. Right. You rent out a room in your house if you have a place and some space. And you charge that person, and you know the house is owned.
So rental income.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And every month, bang,
well,
bang,
pretty
bang,
standard
bang,
stuff.
Yeah, it's coming in. Would you rent a room in your house to somebody else? Because you have an extra room.
Yeah, I know.
And you're poor.
No, I would. I will say this. When I was single and I had all those empty rooms, I might think about it.
You were single and you had all those empty rooms. You didn't
do it. Well,
but
it
wasn't time. I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. I didn't hear you. No, I said that's called having a roommate.
No, but I I'm big on that. But if I was... struggling, yeah.
Okay.
And I was.
Again.
I was.
If I was struggling at a house
with empty
rooms.
But it wasn't top of mind. You know?
Okay, I understand. I understand. What, right now, how much money a month would change your mind to rent out that extra room in your wife's house?
I guess like a G.
That's it?
That's too low.
I was going to say, I thought you'd say more just because like you'd have to share a kitchen, bathroom, you know what
I mean?
Label
like, your milk.
It's not like they have their own space to live, like that you're sharing in the house.
They're going to be hanging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. But here's the thing, right? Like renting out a room in your house, that is intrusive.
Yeah.
Right? Who has the money to buy another house right now?
And
to
this
rent
is
that
a stranger.
Completely? Yes, exactly. So here's the thing. What? Even if you don't have money for a second home or you don't want to rent out your house, there are other ways, Tommy, to make passive income.
Okay.
So some popular tips include.
What we got?
Create a course and charge people to take it.
What kind of course am I going to create? Collision?
Write an ebook.
First of all, nobody wants to read your busted-ass amateur book.
Start a blog.
Wait, are you thinking, who's buying it?
Design things and sell them online.
This is so stupid.
Okay, are you noticing a pattern here?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's vague.
Well, okay, it is.
It's vague.
It's all online.
Write a book.
It's online.
Sell something. Make something and sell it.
It's also stuff. Create a course and charge people. Write a book. Start a blog. Design things and sell them. They all take talent.
Yeah.
And the problem is, most of us
ain't got no talent.
Don't have that talent.
Because if you had that talent, people are interested in. Yeah,
you'd be doing it. You'd be an author.
But that's not stopping millions of people from taking this advice and running with it to create passive income. And it's on top of that, it's creating a problem.
All right, find suckers.
People that have no idea what they're doing are embarrassing themselves in front of their friends and family, trying to make passive income.
And we've seen it.
I'll ask this question before we get into it: 252 WCMF. 252-9263. Does everyone right now have someone they follow on social media, a former high school classmate, family member, coworker, that is trying this passive income thing with some kind of skill they believe they have.
Yes.
So you've seen this.
Yeah. We see some of the same folk. And it's sad. And I've seen other folks spinning off of them folk. Mm-hmm. And them folk ain't doing so well either.
And sometimes...
Because in the end, you are... You know what I'm saying.
So, sometimes it kind of seems like you're overwhelmed by it, but it's like the same handful of people jumping from one thing to the next. And I will say, I have seen this be successful for some people, but it's usually people not trying to do it for a profit at first. It's something that they found that all of a sudden they caught on with other people, and it wasn't necessarily an intentional thing at first to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that are really in your face about it are usually the ones that also have tried other things in the past that haven't worked.
And a lot
out.
Of them, they're like trying to tell you how to live, how to exercise, how to like build your day out.
You got that stuff, yeah.
And there's a ton of those, and they all have something in common.
What's that?
Rich spouses. Yeah, you could do all that today. If your spouse made $600,000 and live where you apparently live, because your house looks goddamn fabulous.
Watching these people, you know, try to make money off stuff like this is so hard to watch. Because like
it's comical.
I mean, look, what skill can you teach me? Right. What thing of yours do I want to buy? Why would I read your book? And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. There are people out there who have these skills, and they do make money doing it. The problem here is this whole passive income fad that has hit the world wide webs kind of has everyone believing they can do it, and I think that's simply not true.
Because there's no way, there's no hiring process.
Well, no, you're
no, I'm
boss.
Saying like to get into this, you just do it.
Yeah.
Like, whether you like this show or not, we had to like get hired.
Okay, like that is the most loose statement of all time.
But we did. We had to get hired.
They literally were like, "Hey, Wee's left. Billy's gone. You go sit there, and we'll see what happens."
And that's how it happened.
But that's not really getting hired. But like, we were the last men standing, and then we added a Kimmy.
But screwing a microphone into something on your coffee table and you just spewing whatever you think is cool.
You hate podcasters so much.
I do.
But there have been some that have found, like I said, like stumbled into something that they found people like. Like those crime podcasts are super popular.
And that's just reading a book to me. That's an audio book that I could just go buy. Find out what happened in Sarasota, Florida when she took a jog and didn't. I don't care about this woman. I don't know her. I sound like Trump now.
So it's sometimes too, and I've seen people be successful with the dumbest stuff that almost makes me mad. Like the most simple ideas. Like there was this one guy, and you may follow him knowing you. He goes and he mows like overgrown lawns.
Oh, I've seen this guy.
And he pops up everywhere now, and I'm like, that guy literally just liked to mow lawns, and he started recording himself.
And he speeds them up, so it's like done in like 2 seconds.
It's very satisfying.
And I find myself watching this, and I'm like, this guy's probably got like hundreds of thousands of followers just because he likes to mow lawns. You know what I mean? Sometimes
it's
the dumbest
stuff. Out.
Think of
90% of what you look at online, like Instagram and stuff like that.
Sure,
it's boring.
It is.
It's my kid's baseball game, the walk I took, my dog looked at me funny.
Yeah.
Like, how much of this can you be interested
in?
I don't know.
We consume it all day.
She's right.
How are they making money?
The more views, the more people notice them.
But I'm not seeing any advertising.
Well, but most people aren't. Most people aren't. Right. Like, 99% of people aren't.
And I think that's the thing. You think because you see it, those people are making money, and that's not necessarily true. Based on, like, I see rich people showing me things. They're already rich. Yeah. This is a hobby.
Like, to your point, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, we're talking about this term passive income, and it's kind of become this fad online. You can make money without really doing anything, whether it's buying a home, renting it out, renting out a room in your house. But for people that don't have that opportunity, a skill you can teach, a book you can write, a skill that you have that you can create cash off of, and you see it on all your social media pages, and it gets rough. So we have a person we know right now that teaches a class and has been talking about teaching a class in two things that he knows nothing about.
Oh.
One of those things we both know very well.
Yes.
The other one of those things one of us knows very well. And this man, when I say knows nothing about these things, zero.
Yes.
Zero.
Like they're not certified to teach these things.
Bro.
Because you can get certification
for
some of this stuff.
Sure.
And they don't have that.
The class he teaches now. Mm-hmm. He will put up videos of himself doing it on his social media.
Yeah.
And it is skin crawling embarrassing. But this guy posts all the time about how great he is and how you can learn this thing. And even though he doesn't know how to do it, he will teach you. But all we do in this room is laugh our asses off.
It's pretty. It is good comedy.
Does that make us bad people?
No. That just makes us folk.
Folk?
We folk.
We're just folking it out?
Oh, yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have Instagram messages coming in. Bones writes us on Instagram. As someone dating a digital artist, there is talent everywhere. The problem isn't people having no talent. The problem is the market revolves around how many followers somebody has.
So I like this guy. I'm good. I'm just not popular.
Girlfriend. And he dates a digital artist.
I understand. But like he's saying like she can't get any traction.
Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, that could be the case.
Yeah, maybe because you ain't no good at digital art.
Well, look,
or it could be you're still figuring out social media. Like, okay. There is strategy to that.
Okay. I mean, look, nobody knew about Van Gogh until he was dead.
Was he online?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
VanGogh.com.
I got to check him out. Sounds like a pretty good guy.
OneEarTwoPaintings.com.
What happened? Did he get hurt?
It was bad.
Oh, my God.
No, but I'm saying, like, there's...
He pissed off his lover?
Look, man, there are several people in every aspect of life.
But a lot of those people that you see are successful, they were already famous. Like, you can't look at a guy like take Joe Rogan.
Sure, sure, sure.
Joe Rogan was already a famous guy.
No,
so you can't go, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is a name that went out there that went to podcasting.
I wouldn't use Joe Rogan.
Like, no, but a lot of people do.
He's so blind with rage that he just wants to crap on podcasters some more, even though he himself is a podcaster. And you can catch our podcast at WCMF.com. Sure.
I got a podcast?
No, we have a podcast that you appear on.
Well, that makes me a podcaster.
Does not. Kimmy is the podcaster. She puts it up.
I'm going to put on part of my title. Tommy, podcaster. Check out my podcast.
I can't find it.
You were going to say something?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's my fault.
Way to go, podcast Tommy.
I was just going to say, you were talking about how some of these people are already famous. We're talking about more of the case of like somebody starting something from scratch.
Exactly. Yeah. Like your neighbor, your friend, your former coworker. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. When you see somebody doing this, right, trying to make money off of a skill they have on social media, that passive income idea, is it better to be honest with your friend about something like this, or is it better to keep your mouth shut and let it crash and burn?
Just crash and burn.
Yeah.
Because if you say something, you're Mr. Negative Jerk.
And they may think, like, why would they trust your opinion on it anyways, you know?
And they're going to call you jealous.
Okay.
Even though your idea sucks.
But, I mean...
And I also, who knows? Like, what do I know? Maybe whatever it is you're doing will eventually do... Like, I don't want to be that person that they point at and be like, everybody told me no. And then, you know, and then it actually ends up being something. Because I guess you never really know what's going to take off.
I know. And I'm going to tell you, like, the people we're talking about right now ain't hitting. Ain't never going to hit.
Be careful what you say.
And if that person
hits...
You
don't know if they're going to take off for a good or bad reason.
No, it's impossible. Because if that person hits, we're all hitting. Everybody's hitting. Get on your podcast because everybody's cashing in.
Okay, so here's the disagreement. We got a ton of Facebook messages coming in. Again, the phone number is 252-WCMF. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Frank writes us. That woman who wrote Harry Potter is a billionaire. She wrote that book part-time while on government assistance. Halle Berry, the actress, was sleeping in a homeless shelter at one point and worked multiple crappy jobs. Mm-hmm. 90% of the bands you play on your station went through this. If they had people telling them to quit and making fun of them, they would have not embarrassed themselves, but they also wouldn't have gotten rich.
Okay. That statement doesn't even make any sense.
Well, it makes sense. Why does it make sense?
Because those people you just described,
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, they had drive, and they weren't going to let anything stop them.
Okay.
Like, they had tunnel vision. So even if somebody crapped on their idea, it didn't matter. I'm sure people did. But those people have a skill and have a drive. But
I would argue the people starting these things have a drive, whether or not they're talented. They still have the drive to do it.
Nobody was going to stop them. Nobody was going to tell that woman no. She don't care.
No, but like the guy we're talking about, nobody's going to tell him
right,
no.
Right, and even if you told them no, you don't think they'd still
them
do
no,
it?
And they'll fall apart.
Why are you so mean?
Don't smile and be mean, bro.
And I love how you're acting like you want them to stop doing it, too.
I'd pay him to keep watching him do it.
You go get him, kiddo.
Like, if there was a $3 a month subscription at, like, an OnlyFans, I would pay to watch what this guy continues to try to do.
Go get him, killer.
We got more Facebook messages coming in. Let's get a lady take on this one.
Okay.
Justine writes, you guys are just being mean. When you talk... when you talk about teaching a course, everyone has a skill they can show someone else how to do. You don't have to be the best. You just have to share your knowledge.
Okay. Not everybody has a skill that people want to watch you do.
Well, not so much watch, but teach someone else how to do. And, like, you know, Dresden might have a point there.
You think everybody's got some skill that they could teach other people, and you'd be interested in watching.
No, look, I'm not going to learn. I mean, I'm not interested in
every skill. You're not signing up for the class, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, like, yes,
you
I think...
You think that they have valuable information.
But, you see, I think that's the kind of encouragement that hurts people.
Why?
Well, I got a skill. Yeah, I could do it. No, you don't.
Everybody has a skill.
You suck.
Everybody's
You might have a skill, but it's low skill or barely a skill.
What?
Because you're going to be competing with people that actually have that skill that are going to be doing these podcasts.
I understand.
Thank God all the successful...
Okay, you keep saying podcasts.
I know. He's stuck on the podcast. But
Instagram, whatever you're doing.
Thank God all those successful people out there didn't have a friend like you.
Let me tell you something.
You suck. Don't do it.
Well, I'll tell you
embarrassing.
What.
I don't want to buy it.
I would tell you this. If you have an idea and somebody is negative and shuts you down, you ain't got the drive. It ain't going to happen.
I'm doing you a favor, man. Sure.
Think of all the people that laughed in Henry Ford's face.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, man? What that dude had to go through? And he embraced everybody. He was a nice man. And you know what? All the people that criticize him, you didn't hear from him again.
For God's sakes, man. No, like, that's what makes him the biggest dick. Because, look, I'm with you, man. Like, I go through my social media accounts sometimes, and I see people doing this stuff. And I laugh. I feel bad. Some of it's cringy. Some of it I'm enjoying.
But people probably think the same about some of your stuff.
No, our show is brilliant. Yeah. But
you did comedy. That's like, you don't think people are like, God, this guy sucks. He should give it up immediately.
Kimmy, I was so good at it. I don't do it anymore.
That's right.
I'm doing this now. But let you know. But I think that Tommy and I come from a place we know of what we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, we've been through that before. We know how hard it is to cut through.
But we even had parents that told us we suck and shouldn't do
it. But you still did it.
Right. That's what it takes.
Wait a minute.
If your parents do it.
Wait, so what are you trying to do? What are you doing right now? Because you tell people to stop, and now you're telling people to keep going.
If you have an idea, and one negative comment shuts you down, you don't have what it takes. Baby,
man.
I'm going to be that negative comment, man.
But here's
you got to play above the noise, baby.
But here's what sucks about guys like Tommy.
Yeah.
Is like, he will sit here and openly mock and say, I don't believe in you and you suck and you're not talented. Uh-huh. And he will say that to somebody's face. And if they hit, he will then immediately try to take credit.
Totally believed in
them. No. He won't say I believed in you. He said, I was the one that drove you.
Oh, you're right.
Because remember, I lost 100 pounds. Right. Yeah. And when I lost 100 pounds, the first thing he said to me was, well, me making fun of you all those years is what
I had
to
push and push and push.
He was serious.
All the fat jokes and the mom jokes finally paid off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, he really believed.
I was your Lombardi.
Just because you guys have the same hairline doesn't make you my Lombardi.
The same shape.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's an interesting question.
What's up?
Because, look, people have money and they buy really fancy things, and folks are impressed by those fancy things. But it turns out that not having money doesn't keep you from impressing people with what you found. Because when it's harder to find something and you have it, no matter the cost, people will tip your cap.
All right.
Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is a massive event at the Rochester Museum and Science Center this weekend.
Ooh, goody.
It's called the Fantastic Finding Sale.
What, finding sale?
Fantastic findings sale.
So things are for sale. I can purchase these things.
Yes, Kimmy. It looks like a flea market with all kinds of antiques, one of a kind items.
Yeah,
like
that's the you know, description I got out of that.
Kind of seems like a garage sale, but a little more high-end.
Oh, wow.
So vendors are coming in to sell.
Wait, people coming in from all over?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, yes.
Wow.
Like, it looked like they even had furniture and stuff, like antique furniture.
Yep. And Tommy, you know how popular secondhand shopping has become the last couple of years?
Yeah, you live on this stuff.
I love it. My kids love it. Gen Z has fully embraced the thrift shop, flea market, garage sale
lifestyle.
Buy
local. Support local old stuff.
So that being said, Kimmy.
Yeah.
This is going to be a huge deal. And they're not even like targeting the older set. I'm sure they're going to take everybody, obviously, and be happy.
They'll take your money.
But all of the stuff I've seen advertising this has been with younger Gen Z people.
So your generation is digging antique.
Not my generation. I mean, I do, but I'm unique.
Even younger than us.
Yes. The generation that has come after us, Gen Z, is really into this stuff.
Like, what are they looking for? Like, what is antique to them?
I mean, I there are stuff from the 90s.
Certain style of
items. It's a 90s antique. It's all mass-produced.
Not all of it is, man.
It's starting to get to that point, I guess. But I guess maybe they feel like they can afford higher quality things if it's
Scratched, dented, smells like somebody else's ass.
But it's stuff that even goes back to when your parents are around.
And again, they may just like the look of it.
Exactly. And we've talked about Pyrex and stuff like that before, how popular that is. How about Hope? She works down in the country station.
She's a kid.
She was devastated because her antique, she dropped her antique Pyrex
bowl.
Yes,
she did.
And she was like, yeah, because you can't, it's hard to find those things anymore.
Are you thinking of Corningware?
Yeah, that's, well, yeah, it's the same thing. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So like, no, it was like handed different. Down to her from like her granny?
I think that's exactly what she said. It was her grandmother's bowl, and she loved it. And why are you laughing? It was devastating. Poor kid.
I dropped my grandmother's bowl. It's got to be the lamest statement ever out of a young person.
We know you don't love things, so.
So, Kimmy, you had an interesting question, because this place is going to be crawling with people this weekend, not only looking for deals, but you also want to...
Really unique stuff.
Exactly.
They know what to spot.
Yeah, cool stuff.
Well, I'm thinking, like...
Bowls.
I know your answer to this question. Why are you doing that?
Did you have chocolate or something? What is with you today?
She's doing,
we took away the liquor in his
sugar
cabinet.
Hands, not me.
Sugar hands. Is that Kimmy's new nickname? Hey,
you look like
hands.
Tua after a concussion.
For God's sakes, man.
Oh, he's fine.
My question was, if you went to somebody's house and let's say they made a really stop making that face, I can't look at you, and they had like, they had bought like a really expensive item,
okay,
or if you went to somebody's house and they had a super unique item that they found at a thrift store,
all right,
which one are you more impressed by,
the expense or the unique find?
Yeah.
Oh, the, like, money. You
really
got the money. But, you got the money, man.
But anybody with that money can buy that item.
Yeah. She's right.
I mean, that thing you found may be like a one-of-a-kind kind of thing.
Or let's say you pay for like a really high-end piece of furniture you're talking about. It's antique.
So let's say, to her point, so let's go with furniture. All right? Let's say you find a couch. You go to, you know, some high-end furniture place. You spend thousands of dollars on this beautiful couch.
Like new couch.
Yeah, you got
nice.
It. Or... at something like this, you go and find a $300, 1940s, beautiful, you just got to clean it up a little bit, and it's going to look gorgeous, unique, bespoke sofa.
It's going to look old.
Well, no, there were things to
make it better. You, like, restored it, made it work.
I mean, like we were just talking about, those passive income folks, you could find some folks on Instagram that'll teach you how to restore your furniture.
Look at that.
You know, we're talking about the bee a ton. I wonder what they're doing right now. TJ down there, she has a hobby of finding furniture like that's thrown away.
No, she will redo
the furniture and sell it.
She does a beautiful job. That is not easy.
Yeah.
But why does she do that for a living then?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe she does it as a side hustle.
Yeah.
So, like, she might just enjoy doing it. Yeah.
Like, so does she like just pull stuff like junk off the street?
That's what she does. Yeah. Like, she'll find like a dresser.
I'm a fan of that show.
What?
What? What about?
And I go, hey, you know that show you like? Yeah. She's taking your junk off your curb.
What's wrong with that?
That would be disturbing.
They're throwing it away. Yeah. She's making it.
That would be like Don Elhart walking off of my gas grill.
People have come to her with requests saying like, hey, what can you do with this old dresser I have?
Yeah. And, like, by the way, she's keeping it out of a landfill, which is great. She's giving someone an affordable way to have something very nice.
So that she sells it all?
Yeah, she sells this stuff. And she's really talented. She's really talented.
All right.
Oh, look at you.
She's a nice lady, but I didn't know she was like
a lady!
Garbage picker.
Yeah, for God's sakes, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, I think the answer here is that unique find.
I would be more impressed by it.
Because, like, okay, Cybertruck is, like the super expensive thing that everyone's, like, using as a status symbol right now.
Cybertruck?
You've seen the Cybertruck, the Elon Musk, the Tesla.
Oh, that
thing?
Really angular thing?
Yeah. Yeah,
there's one in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so there's, like, a handful of them around
they're
the greater
ugly
Western
as
area.
Crap.
I agree with you. I don't even think it looks cool.
Look, I'm with you, but it stops, whether you think it's cool
it will,
or not.
Yeah, you'll look.
It stops people.
Sure.
Yeah. And folks are using them as status symbols, right? But I'm more impressed by, like, someone that can buy, like, an old Ford truck from the 50s, restore that, and drive that around. Like,
okay,
that's cooler to me.
I will give you like antique cars,
but that's the same concept. That's the same idea.
Yeah,
but that's a lot of money and a lot of love goes in and time.
But no, it doesn't have to be a lot of money. There are men and women that know how to restore those cars, and they do it in their driveway.
They've done it over time.
Busted lazy boy that she fixed the spring lid or two. I'm not all
spring
liver. The thing.
Sorry, that spring liver.
Yeah, TJ fixed this thing for me. I now listen to the show and it's she fixed.
That would be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, that really make the show cool.
Like, but if you had like an old item of furniture from like your, you know, great grandparents or something, it was kind of falling apart. Like, you wouldn't appreciate somebody like bringing that back to life.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not into
antiquing. You're the wrong person.
You have no soul, is what it
is. I know.
Like, I don't have anything for my parents. And they always push this crap on you. Mm-hmm. They never took care of it, man.
Okay. So another reason why you would need someone like TJ to make it nice again.
Or I could just go down to Raymore and Flanagan or like Ethan Allen and get a nice set. That's new and nice.
Ethan Allen. He had to drop the East Side in there, too. I could go to Raymore Flanagan. Or Ethan Allen.
Well, that's quality furniture, bro.
I'm not saying it's not quality furniture. It is quality furniture.
They know TJ into it.
Like, if I walk into a place, my favorite thing that I own in the whole world.
What's that?
It's a Bill's lamp. It was made in the 1960s.
Oh, wow.
It's an authentic football helmet.
Yeah.
And they drilled a hole through the top. And they sold these commercially, but they only sold a handful of them.
Yeah.
Limited.
It's a standing Buffalo helmet. So it's from it's from between 1965 and like 1978. Mm. And I was driving down the street when I was 18, and there was a garage sale in Gates, and whoever was having the garage sale did not speak English, but I slammed my brakes on when I saw this from the street. And I was like, how much? Tell me right now. And he's like, $10.
Wow.
And I bought it.
All right, so what's the issue?
What I'm saying is they sell reproductions of stuff like that,
right?
Yeah,
this is the original.
And they go for hundreds of dollars, and like, you know, it's cool, whatever, having one of those. But like, I have the original. I found the original. It's worth a fortune.
Yeah.
And it's not even about the money. It's the fact that I know when Bills fans come down into my basement where I got the lamp, they see that and they go, oh, I get so many compliments on that Bills helmet.
No kidding. How exciting.
No, it's fun, you dick.
It's fun standing around my lamp and looking at it and getting compliments.
It brings me light.
Man, you used to be fun, man. You used to party.
I think that's something you always
lamp.
Liked.
Says man last night who had 3 shrimp and a chicken Caesar salad. You used to be fun, you know.
I know I'm lame,
give
but you're young.
Salad. Give me a salad.
You sound like worse than me, boy. Generation. We're going to go down to my basement and look at my lamp.
Look, come check out my lamp.
And what makes us mad, too, is you had family members that probably had the coolest stuff.
Seriously, man. Seriously.
And you just, we throw it away.
We know you chucked out your stepson's original Nintendo with all the original games.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
You know how many nerds listening to this show are freaking out right now?
So
you had family members that played in the NFL.
And you have none of that. I'll take it. I will take
that. That I don't have access to. That's my cousin, and I think they tossed it all out.
But I'm sure if you said, I want to keep something, they would have given it to you.
I called my cousin. My uncle played in the NFL back before the war. I mean, it was just
played for the Giants.
Stuff.
He played for the Giants.
He also played for Fordham, played college football, Polo Grounds, all that stuff. He saved everything. And I told my cousin what you told me, because you told me this stuff is worse stuff.
Yes.
They got rid of it.
Oh, man.
They got rid of it.
Bro, I did
the money they were sitting on, and you know, he wasn't interested in it. And the kids weren't. They're all a bunch of like nerdy kids, you know? Soft kid.
But really, you were that soft nerdy guy. Soft kid until I told you it was worth something. You didn't care either.
I had no access to it. I wasn't going to pay for it. And then my parents had all this stuff that was supposedly worth money that I threw out. They shipped some stuff up to me that I just tossed. Like, they literally shipped me up these copper pots that they had from like my grandfather.
Are you kidding me?
And I was like,
are you kidding
what
me?
What am I doing?
Somebody's benefiting from that at some antique show somewhere.
You threw away antique copper pots?
So they went in the trash. I didn't want a man. And like, first of all, you got to clean this stuff. So my old man goes, well, you know, you got to clean it. I don't cook. What do I want all these copper pots for? And they just said, I didn't ask for them. They just sent them right in the trash.
Keep talking, Kimmy. Give me one sec.
But I don't know. But
well, great radio.
And I don't even know what that stuff is actually worth because it wasn't maintained that well.
Yeah, but I think to our point earlier, people will clean that stuff. They figured out ways to restore it.
I'm not restoring.
But even if you were going to restore it, you could have found somebody that was willing to take it off your hands, okay. Probably pay you for it.
Let me just give you this. Right. I'm looking at a rough shape, mm-hmm. antique copper pot with lid, 22 inches tall. So it's 2 feet tall. It's rough.
That's a big ass pot.
Yeah.
Somebody's asking $350 on eBay.
Oh.
But that's for that one. You had a set.
I had probably 10 to 20 like skillet, saucepan, all
oh
that.
Oh my
stuff.
God.
And it was from my grandfather. Probably stole it.
Copper tea kettle, original.
Had that.
$450.
Wow. Damn.
Man. I could have been worth $450.
Plus, bro, if you whatever had all stuff, else
it's
you
a
had.
Couple
yeah.
thousand dollars, you idiot. And I knew you then. It's not like you had the ability. You couldn't throw $5 away. Idiot was trying to cash those fake checks they sent you from busted ass realtor play. Woo, $75.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.